You know who's lost a lot of weight? I didn't even know he needed to lose it. Is Jason Biggs from American Pie. You know him?
Yeah.
He was the kid with the pie.
Yeah.
I never thought of him as big.
Never. I saw a before and after photo, and honestly, he's lost 40 pounds. I think it was 44 pounds. And it's almost like, I mean, he is thinner for sure, but it's like I've never thought he needed to lose that weight.
Hmm.
He said that he was directing his first movie, and it was so stressful that he stress ate all the time and gained weight and turned to fast food and sweets and, you know, sodas all the time. And all of a sudden, he's up 40 pounds. And also, he's been sober since 2017. He had an issue. He's an alcoholic, he says.
Mm.
And he's been sober now since 2017. And he said when he got off booze, he sort of substituted with fast food burgers and that kind of thing. So he'd gained a lot of weight. He did not use a weight loss.
Do we know how he lost the weight?
Well, he said healthy eating lifestyle, and he does a lot of stationary bike. That was his thing.
Okay.
It took a year. I mean, it took a long time.
Yeah.
And he said it was a real journey. And so they said, well, what do you think about people on Mounjaro or Ozempic to lose the weight? And of course, he said what you have to say. Awesome.
By any means necessary.
And then he said he would consider getting on one of those, like Ozempic, because it calms his cravings, which he still has for alcohol. He says he still craves booze, even though he's been sober for 8 years.
Yeah.
He says that he would certainly consider going on Ozempic just for that. And I do hear that all the time.
I've been sober since November 8th of last year.
That's right.
I have not had a drink since then. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say it is absolutely miserable.
It's awful.
I would kill for an alcoholic beverage.
When do you feel that need the most, Biggie?
Every day.
You know, it's funny how like,
was it part of a routine?
It was
for you?
Part of a routine because on Friday or Saturday night, I didn't drink a lot.
Yeah.
But on Friday or Saturday night, I would drink. It was like my decompress. You know, I'd have people over.
Yeah.
You'd have friends come over. We'd hang out. I'd get, you know, a nice buzz at least. It was just kind of a down. And then I'd sleep till the next day, wake up, you know, just was a nice routine. So I just have missed that. But
well, maybe you should try an edible.
I have to see. That's the problem is I can't even.
It'll interact with his other
stuff. Yeah, I got so many medicines I'm on that I'm like I got to interact. You know, I can barely take pain medicine right now.
I've got a pickle pal going to Colorado, and they offered a little suitcase, something on the way back. You know,
I put it in the tire. No one ever looks.
We got a got onto that topic a little last night. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine went to Florida, another pickle pal, and had some medicinal weed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how was that? And he's like, unbelievable, man. You ought to try some of that. And then the other pickle pal said, well, I'm getting ready to go to Colorado. Who wants what? And I said, okay, all right, here we go.
I'm surprised you haven't forged one of those cards yet. Although you get what you need at the whatever store.
Serenity Lane.
Yeah.
I'm over getting Serenity Lane. But
now I could, like, I just don't drink because I don't want to risk because of the medicines I'm on. It says if I wanted to have like a drink or two, the best thing, you know, talk to your doctor.
But it's really been hard for you to not have
it. Yeah, because it was just such a routine of like my unwind time at the end of the week.
Right.
And so now I try to find other things, but it just doesn't work.
It's so funny. It's the easiest thing for me to give up. Sometimes I'll go, oh my God, it's been 6 months since I've had a beer and it doesn't even ever phase. Whereas a Diet Coke, I crave all the time.
I think because I'm not normally a social person, I was during that time. So it's kind of like the social interaction of things too, which I could still, you know, and people say this to me all the time, but you could still have people over and do stuff, but it just tied differently. It felt different.
I think it's how you're wired. I mean, it's just like, whatever's in my DNA has me crave sweets and Diet Coke. And yours, I guess, you know, alcohol.
Well, look, I craved my personality, I have the most addictive personality. I always say the only reason I didn't try real hard drugs is because I knew I would love them. And it probably would have killed me sooner than anything else.
Maybe you can have a mocktail Monday at your house.
Yeah.
Have your friends over.
I've made some mocktails, but, you know, it's just getting that buzz. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've tried. So I just am like, well, I'm not going to dabble in it. Basically, because of the heart medicines, like if I was to have a drink, I'd have to have like, I might as well take it in my bed because it lowers my blood pressure even more. So you risk passing out and falling and everything. And I'm on blood thinners, so I can't risk that.
I'm addicted to our friendship. That's what I'm addicted to.
That is an addiction I'm willing to give up at any time.
By the way, if you're playing the home version of this game, every time someone mentions serious addictions to alcohol and drugs, Kelly will without fail say, I'm the same way with Diet Coke.
I cannot. I mean, Diet Coke.
I can't tell you how many dudes I've blown.
You don't want to know what I do for a Diet Coke or what I've done.
Have I sold my body?
Yes. Yeah. Who can't say the same? It's addictive.
It's literally in every store in America.
What can you do?
You can get one.
The first time I did that was when a guy told me he'd been sober. We were at a bar in Wilmington, and I said, do you want a beer? And he goes, I've been sober 9 years, 3 months, 17 days, 4 hours, and 20 minutes.
Mm.
And I said, I'm the same with Diet Coke. I haven't had a Diet Coke in 1 year, 2 months, 12 days, 3 hours, 10 minutes.
You have a count, but now your count is under, you have fewer days on your count.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Without Diet Cokes than Biggie has without illness.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
I should order you a board. They did make one that said, like, since my last soda.
That's exactly what I want.
You put. Mm-hmm. Did you wear your soda shirt?
Yes, I wore my soda shirt on the beach. I love that soda shirt. And
were you, was it Soda Girl or something?
It says Soda, Proud Soda Girl, and I had many
with
Diet
the DC
Cokes.
Logo.
Yes, and many Diet Cokes on vacation. And that guy who I told that to in that bar said,
"What are you doing in a bar, bro?"
Exactly. He said, "I was on heroin." I said, "I was on DC."
I want to run right now on the rocks.
It's very difficult for me to be in here with that Diet Coke up on the wall. There's nothing I can do. You know?
She's got a gun back there behind the bar. Just press that button. It just shoots right out endlessly.
He said, I'm not proud to admit it. I once blew a guy for heroin. I said, I've blown several guys for Diet Coke. What do you want?